Hello, this is Christian.
And hey, this is Parker. This is Heart of Senpai. Thank you so much for coming and listening. I really appreciate you coming to the first episode of our podcast. So, Christian, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about how if anime games are saturating the mobile phone space, or if not, if it's good or bad. Other okay. topics when the list is
by anime games, you're talking about Genshin Impact, stuff like that?
Oh yeah, of course. A Grand Order, Seven Deadly Sins, Grand Cross, you know the works.
Oh damn, you sound pretty saturated yourself, brother. What the hell? I don't even know about Genshin Impact because it's like constantly it's constantly on YouTube, man, and like motherfuckers are constantly just like, hey, this video is sponsored by Genshin or Honkai Impact, and it's like, usually I don't fall for those types of things, but I definitely have Genshin Impact on my phone. So,
yeah,
it's whatever at that point. All right. So what we're also going to talk about is, what do you think would happen if Luffy in the 20 years that One Piece came about just suddenly was a different voice, you know? Be like a shock to your system. It's like when I found out Tommy Pickles was voiced by a woman, and like that apparently a lot of women voice like child characters and stuff. And it's not the fact that they're a woman that's like shocking. It's just like the fact that it's a dude, and it's like, yeah, you have to relate it to a woman's voice. And it's like, that's like one talent. And that's like crazy that like people who cast voice actors like thought about that. So that to me, that's just like shocking. Not from like a masochist.
No, I understand.
Oh wait, masculinity, toxic masculinity, not masochist. I don't like pain. Anyway. But so let's get into it. All right, Christian, do you think anime games are saturating the industry? And if so, is it a good thing to you?
Originally, when you asked me that question, I was going to say, yes, they're saturated. I mean, YouTube videos, Twitter, I mean, Twitch, you're always seeing ads.
Okay.
Genshin Impact, Seven Deadly Sins, Fate Grand Order, bunch of gacha games. And you're just kind of like, man, they can't be that fun. I mean, seriously, it's just an anime game. But after downloading, what was it? Fate Grand Order and a sort of online mobile game, I actually thought they were really, really fun, surprisingly. I know that's, it's a lot of pay to play and stuff like that, but I think it's really cool. And honestly, in the years coming, anime hasn't really had a huge shine in the gaming industry. And if it has, the games have been quite sucky. I mean, fighting games, really, like Dragon Ball Z, they were okay, but let's be honest, they kind of suck. But
I'm going to pause your time. I'm not going to take more from it.
Mm-hmm.
But did you like the Sword Art Online games that came out on like the consoles? Have you played those?
Yes.
You, I actually like those?
Have the PlayStation one. That's the Bullet, Fatal Bullet.
Okay. I heard that one was good. But what about that, the Elf one? Did you play that one?
I never played that
one. Oh, that shit sucked, bro. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was so bad. I bought that one, and then I bought the sequel, which was the same, like in they were still in Elfheim.
Yeah.
And I bought that one hoping it would be different. Mm-hmm. It was still consistently trash.
Yeah.
So okay, but continue, please.
I'm
sorry. No, I just had to bring that up.
No, I understand. Just typical anime games, I just don't think they do it right. And then, you know, we've seen the anime or read the manga, and then we just have high hopes, and it just kind of falls flat. At least with mobile games, you're already kind of like, eh, I mean, it's a mobile game, so it could be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's good. I mean, two games I also play, what's it called? Danganronpa. It's just a visual novel type game, mystery game for those who have heard of it and those who haven't. It's really fun. I just get on and play 15 minutes whenever I'm at work or, you know, need a break or something.
Right.
But just to get away and play a miniature version of something that came out on the PlayStation is even better since they added new stuff for it for the 10th anniversary. It's good. So honestly, it's definitely saturating the market. Do I think it's a bad thing? No. I think it's time for anime games to have their shine where it hasn't.
Okay. Well, with that, so I just don't, I don't deny what you're saying, and I don't disagree. Neither do I agree, mm-hmm. because I don't play that many anime games on my phone. I barely play mobile games as it is. Mm-hmm. Like fucking Arch Hero, that shit comes up on ads for Snapchat all the time. And I'm like, what I hate about mobile games. So am I saying that they saturate the market? Yes. Mm-hmm. Is it the time to shine? Yes. Because there were so many like stick figure games,
right,
when mobile games first started coming out, that were like wildly popular for being like really time consumers, and people would just like spend hours on these games. Like I remember there was a game on like the computer, and I don't know if it was ever on mobile games, but it was like you were Spider-Man, and like you had to shoot a string out at the right time.
Yeah.
Or I do it's only on computer actually, because you had to click it and like, oh dude, I would play that game for a while. Whoa, oh my gosh. So many times. But for mobile games, it was either Snake or it wasn't worth my time. But I did download Genshin Impact, like I said. Boy, that shit is enjoyable, man. Mm-hmm. All the free stuff they gave me in the first time. And I didn't even use a YouTuber's freaking slash Griffy or something.
Oh, yeah,
shout out to Long Beach Griffy. I love you. but I never used any of their codes and stuff. And it was just like a bunch of free stuff they were giving away. And I was like, damn. And I think I've used almost all of it already. But I've never played like a gacha game. I didn't even know what the fuck gacha meant. Like, it sounds like if you didn't win the lottery, it'd be like, gotcha, gotta try again. And like, that's exactly how it felt.
Pretty much.
Whenever I would use a wish to try to get a new hero. And then, like, I've seen them on TikTok. They be having, like, big-ass parties where they, like, spend a fuck ton of money to get more wishes. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, we're trying to go for Ventil or, like, a different hero. And I'm like, what the fuck is Ventil? I don't even know, but like they're all hype about it, and I'm like, you're hype about spending that much money? That's like, that's bonkers to me. So I don't know, but I do appreciate the anime games because they actually really try to hit hard home. Mm-hmm. It's like the complete opposite of when, remember movie games?
Oh yeah.
And they would always have like these like nice ass trailers with like bits of the movie in it. Then they show like the CG rendered fucking cutscenes in the games, and you think, oh, this game's about to be so good. Amazing. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the best video game ever.
Right.
It'd be a whole dog face, like child support check in the mail type of lie, bro. It's like, it is so bad. Like, I remember Wolverine. They came out with a movie for that.
Yeah.
And they had literally on their trailer, best movie game ever. I bought it. Actually, no, I didn't even buy it. I rented it from Blockbuster.
Ooh.
That's how old this story is.
You talking about the PS3 version, right? Well,
I think it was, no, it was the PS2.
PS2? Okay.
PS2. So I should have already known they were lying. It was like, PS2 graphics compared to now, then nothing compares, right? So it was like, I put that game in and shit, and I played 20 minutes of it. And I was like, Mom, we got to go back. Because I don't want you wasting your money. Like, I made a very conscious decision. I was like, we can't do this. We got to go back to Blockbuster. Fuck this shit, man. It's not happening. But how do you like Fate Story Grand Order? Like, what's that about?
Fate Grand Order is... basically, it's just another alternate timeline, like all Fate is. And they're trying to stop some kind of...
For any listeners that don't know what Fate Grand... What is it? Fate. First it was Fate Night. Fate Stay Night. Yes. First it was Fate Stay Night. If you have not watched that first, go to Netflix. Watch Fate Stay Night. Not Unlimited Blade Works. Watch Fate Stay Night first. Then Unlimited Blade Works. And then wherever else that takes you.
Well, they got to watch Fate Zero first.
Is Fate Zero first?
Fate Zero. Then, yeah.
Okay, I went in the wrong order. Parker Senpai was wrong. Might be. Fuck. Okay. So Fate Stay Zero. You know what? Christian, just keep talking, man, because what?
Short version, if you're going to watch it, watch Fate Zero, then Fate Stay Night, then Fate Stay Night Unlimited Bloodworks. It's all on Netflix. And if you ever need help, just go to Google. Honestly, it's what I used to do.
Boy, that shit is like worse. It's harder to watch. It's easier to watch The Avengers in the correct chronological order than it is Fate Stay Night. It is not to say that it's a bad anime. It's just, it's got too many fucking universes.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It's like DC and Marvel had a fucking baby. It's bad. For me, it's bad. It's bad to keep track of, to my opinion. Mm-hmm. But as you were saying,
it's just, again, another alternate timeline. It's a gacha game. You just pay to play. I use a bunch of free stuff. A bunch of free stuff to get characters. It's really time consuming. So I just put in like maybe an hour a day for like a week when I was trying it. It's fun, but it's just kind of like, eh, you know.
For our Twitter followers, because we have very little right now, randomly, I'm going to put out a tweet. It just says hours, dot, dot, dot. And just type in how many hours a day that you put toward video games in general. For me, I'll tell you right now, probably like fucking 45 minutes at best. I have so much stuff going on. Like, if I ever do play for more than that, then something's wrong. Or I'm just that bored. I have nothing else to do. Or I'm not watching anime like that. Or I'm watching dubbed. I'm just gonna let that go. Nobody come at me. I watch dub, man. If I gotta multitask, I watch dub, bro. Like, ain't no doubt about it. Okay. Anyway, but like, so like, how much would you ever have you ever spent money on the game?
I've spent money one time.
How did that feel?
I'm not gonna lie. I wanted to power up a character quick. And you know what? I paid the $20 to Super Awaken them. I have no regrets. Will I ever do it again? Probably not.
I remember my breaking point was Clash of Clans when that was popular. And my friends kept coming to my fucking village and wrecking it. I'm like, what the fuck? We all started at the same time. Like, how you got this? He's like, well, I spent $300 in the game. I'm like, not 100, three? Boy, what's wrong with you? You ain't got bills? Like, what the fuck? I was so confused. And then I was like, all right, let me try to balance the scales. Because I'm over here waiting to like build shit. Like, right. Oh, it's going to take 5 days. All right, I'll just come back in 5 days. My shit's gone. My shit's fucked up. I lost shit. And then I was like, all right. So I spent $50 and I pressed accept. I was like, and then I used all the stuff that the $50 gave me in that day. Mm-hmm. And then my shit still got wrecked the next day. So I was like, I just wasted $50.
Right.
I'm not going to do this again. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 2 months later.
You got to be kidding me.
I was like, I need a little boost. I felt like an addict. I was like, I need a little boost. So I only spent $20, but I still spent money on the game.
Right.
And that's all they want you to do.
Yeah.
They make it free to play, but then those microtransactions. And I'm like, fuck, that is one business model, man. Like,
right.
How do you go to the bank with that? I want to make this app. It's free, but we have microtransactions that they ultimately need.
And that's how they be rolling the dough.
I know. And it's like, it's either be patient or be impatient and broke. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck. It's hard to choose. But and I chose bad. We both chose bad, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just like that feeling after you press accept. It's like, one, your card's already been charged. Mm-hmm. But there is one game I know. I remember I paid money on. No regrets. It was League of Legends. I spent money on that. Yep. I bought Fizz with RP at the time. Now it's IP. I bought Fizz. No, it was IP before. Now it's Orange Energy or some shit. Like, it's a totally different currency they have now. Mm-hmm. And, Orange Essence. That's right. Blue Essence and Orange Essence. And then I wanted the skins for him. My skin that I bought from is Void Fist, limited edition. That shit was like $20, dog.
Ooh.
Did not care at the time. I wanted it.
At the time.
When was the last time I played League of Legends? Boy, like 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
I have it downloaded, and I think I tried to play it last year, and then they had like all this extra shit, and I was like, this isn't even League of Legends I remember. What the fuck? Why are there different dragons? I'm so confused. But, all right. So, enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move on. So, the reason why we talked about voice actors and having such a long lineage on shows that we love, such as One Piece, which, by the way, Luffy is played by a woman.
The really? Very,
yes. I was at the 20th anniversary for One Piece
mm-hmm.
and Anime Expo last year, and they video called the voice actor for Luffy and asked her a bunch of questions. And she had been working on that show for 20 years. In the anime industry, she's been working for like 30 years.
Wow.
And she's just this elderly woman living her life as a voice actor for animes. And I'm just like, that's insane, but also cool as hell. Like, you stay with a show this long. And she's still Luffy. Japanese sub, she's still Luffy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's awesome. She was really sweet. She was really cool about it and stuff. So what happened was a famous announcer for a animation called Chibi Maruko-chan. He finally stepped down as an announcer for the show, for the narrator. And the show stopped airing. I've never watched it, actually.
Me either.
I meant to watch it before this podcast, but mm-hmm. it was just such an interesting article because it really sparked, like, dude, what if Pikachu's voice changed?
Because mm-hmm.
Pikachu is also voiced by a woman. There's a lot more women because their range is a lot more varied from, like, where guys can only really voice cast guys. I've never heard of a girl being voice casted by a guy, except maybe in Big Mouth. Because Laura is definitely casted by a man.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely a man. That's definitely a man.
Andrew!
I truly believe that she and Coach Steve are voiced by the same person.
Coach,
I honestly believe they're voiced by the same person.
Coach Steve is my favorite. The way they did him dirty in season 3, where they kept giving him a new job. Oh, man, bro. He's like, I'm the sock. Oh, man. But so this is also like not even about anime, but like how like right now we're getting to the point where people are getting older and sadly they are transitioning on to anime thighs in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Alex Trebek, Jeopardy, he's gone.
Oh.
Passed away, but very peacefully, they said.
Really?
Like, surrounded by family.
Okay.
He passed away, right? And so now they have a new host for Jeopardy, but it's actually one of, like, Jeopardy's, like, winners and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think, like, audience members would notice changes like that? Not as far with Jeopardy, which is, like, an actual person, but with voices.
I'm not really sure with that one. I think it just depends, really. I believe, like, if the One Piece actor suddenly changes somebody else, I don't know how many people would honestly notice unless it was said, you know?
Scenario. Let's say Luffy and Goku switched voice actors for Japanese sub.
No one would know. No one would know.
No one would know?
They would know if it was said, but I doubt they would be able to tell the difference, honestly.
Goku sounds like a bitch. I'm confused.
Right. I just think...
Oh, by the way, Parker Senpai is an avid Dragon Ball Z hater. So if you want to come at me about why Dragon Ball Z is just the most toxic fandom on the planet, we can have this talk on Twitter. You can mail me. I don't care. Y'all are the worst. We're not going to get into that. Next episode, maybe. Toxic fandoms. Oh my God. Oh my word. Anyway, but Like you were saying.
I just believe they wouldn't know because, you know, they change their voice pitch and everything. And
I mean, what if they didn't? What if there was no post editing?
Oh, okay.
And it's just voice acting.
Hmm.
Because I understand that. They could easily, like, change the pitch to someone's as bad. But, like, that just takes more audio modulation. And that's just money that animes don't have. Like,
I'm still leaning on the no side, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do they sound alike? Because I never watched... No, I have watched One Piece subbed. But I don't watch Dragon Ball Z subbed.
Like a little bit. Goku's voice is definitely higher pitched than Luffy's.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, though.
But... I still think people wouldn't notice, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Christian's calling y'all, like, ignorant. That's all I hear. That's a diss. I think they would notice, though. I feel like people would notice... I feel people would notice, like, just changes in voices.
You think so?
Yeah. And I think people would want change sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say if, like, a character got older...
Right.
Yeah, I would want to change. But in the voice actor, no. That depends on, like, their range and stuff. So, if Luffy's voice got altered and, like, it switched to, like, a totally different person, I think people would notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Because no matter what, like, even with, like, people who are impressionists, they're not 100% all the time. Like, they've memorized phrases to sound like that certain person, but it's not going to be constantly 100% like Eddie Murphy or some shit like that.
Right.
That's in my opinion. Okay, so now, do you think the changes would put a negative impact on the shows? To, like, people who, like, watched it all the time, do you think it would have a negative impact?
Honestly, I doubt it. I mean, let's face the facts. People, if you're still watching One Piece, you're going to be watching One Piece.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. No matter what, they change it or not, they're just going to live with it.
They ain't finding One Piece.
I honestly don't think people would really care as much as long as it didn't sound outrageous. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I get that. I get that a lot. I get that. So, in my opinion, I think it would only have a negative impact on the show if that main character was, like, the end-all be-all of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no, like, audio or visual appeal for, like, side characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... if Deku's voice actor changed and then people stopped liking My Hero Academia, and it was like, you didn't like any of the other heroes in the cast. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we all think fucking the invisible chick is fucking useless, but, like, what about Froppy? That tongue, though. Come on now. That shit's strong as hell.
It sure is.
Oh, she can secrete poison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the acid secretion, girl, yo. In the My Hero game on the Switch, that was, like, my favorite character because she could break dance. I'm a very simple person. I was like, yo, this girl's break dancing. This shit cool as fuck. Ooh. All right. So with that, we're going to go into deliberations on new anime that we have watched since last time we have talked. Christian, what anime have you watched in the last week or so?
So I have watched, it's on Netflix, Kakegurui, the gambling anime with, like...
I have watched that.
Okay, so I've watched that, watched the first episode, loved it, watched the whole season. I was like, this is amazing. I really like anime that's deals with gambling and when the main character deals with people that are cheating and they still win, you know, like No Game, No Life. So...
I did like that, actually. Yeah. Like, she was like, I know you're cheating, bitch.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'll fuck you up. I like that episode when the guillotine. Did you watch that yet?
That's on season 2. And I've seen...
I mean, I like that episode that doesn't involve a guillotine. But I don't like spoiling animes for people at all. Like... I have friends that like being spoiled when it comes to the ending, but that's a conversation for another time. All right, as we were talking about, so the anime that I watched recently, random anime, was Isekai, and I am reading that off the screen next to me because I did not remember how to pronounce it, but it's pretty cool. Even though it's an isekai, as the name suggests, English. So instead of like regular isekais, where like they're usually like reincarnated or transported or born into a random other world, which, by the way, talking about saturation, that has saturated the anime community so much. And it's like, they're cool, but like, it's always the first episode that gets you hooked on an isekai, and like the rest of it, it's like, just like very generic shit. Anyway, but this one's pretty different. So like, it's about this random Japanese Nobu, which is just like your regular Japanese diner where they have like beer, fried foods, appetizers, all that good stuff. And it's just that establishment, their front entrance leads to like another world. And the people that come in there are like knights. They even have like this princess come in there. It's super wholesome and shit. Like, I already like food anime. Shout out to Shogeki, you know, Food Wars. You know, that's my boy. It's like hentai, but it's good stuff. It's really wholesome, and like, I think you would enjoy it, Christian, because it's like the food on there, like, it makes you want to try like Japanese food so bad, because they be like loving it. They're like, oh, a stew with fucking potatoes? Gross. This shit's about to be nasty. And then, like, they eat it, they're like, how the fuck does this taste so good? And shit. Right. Or like, they call it beer, so they don't call it beer, they call it ale. Mm-hmm. Right? And all the ale back in like the old days tastes like piss. But in this one, they call it what's on tap.
Right.
So they don't know what beer it is. They don't know what kind of beer it is. They just call it what's on tap. Oh. And that's what they call it. It's so fucking funny.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I like it. All right. And that brings this to a close. Mm-hmm. We would like to thank you guys for listening.
Thank you very much.
So much. Please follow us on Twitter and remember to answer that Twitter question. So next time we're going to have an advertisement by our sponsors with Anchor. Just listen to it. We appreciate it. I really appreciate it. But just know that it's there for a good sake. But if you guys want to not hear ads in the podcast, then I suggest you help us out by clicking on our supporter link when we send you a link on our Twitter to support us in your own fashion. Whether you're a monthly subscription, $5, $25, you can pay my rent, I don't care, but it's really nice of you, so we both appreciate it so much. And this has been Harvest Senpai. We are out.